listening now. Listening Vibes Live Radio.
Everyone, you got Robin Lynn keeping the vibes live with a Vibes Live exclusive with LT Paper Chase Paperboy. Are you there? Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing, Robin Lynn?
I'm doing good. What you got on? What you got on, baby? What you got on?
Oh, hey, you know, I ain't got the clothing line on right now. I'm just chilling, you know, a little average Joe.
You supposed to say Vibes Live. It's the only radio station I listen to. I got you, girl.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. Please grab a gun and shoot me.
I can't do that, man. Because, see, I'll tell you what I will be shooting. All them little figures that you got going on in this game. I was over there playing your game over there. You got so much going on. But let me give you a proper introduction. Everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. We are having a wonderful exclusive with LT Paper Chase Paperboy, a very, very phenomenal man doing so many things. I'm not even going to try to tell you because I don't want to get it wrong. So I'm going to let him tell us. How are you doing tonight?
Paper Chase, best known me as music artist, writer, clothing line, producer, director, author. Wow. I mean, I do a lot of stuff. Actually, check out the Paperboy video games. Those are out right now, and just keep it working.
Wow. Now, did you say games? There's more than one?
Excuse me?
Do you have more than one? Did you say games?
We're actually working on a game development type of thing you got going on. So basically trying to bring out some more games. Mm-hmm. The one that we have ongoing on right now on Kongregate site is called Paperboy Chaotic Adventures.
Wow.
Yeah, so yeah, just a little Wii game. Spare time, you know, go ahead on and play it. I've been getting a lot of plays, so, you know.
So, you know, the process always amazes me. You know, I love music, right? But, you know, I play it. And so, because I listen to it, I'm a fan. But just that whole process of conceiving it in your head, and then putting it on paper, and then getting it out, getting it produced, and getting somebody to hear what you're hearing in your head, and then everybody's head is going to the left and right, nodding. You know, that is just such an awesome, awesome process, you know? And I can't do it. I can't do it, you know?
It's basically just knowing exactly what you want the listeners to hear. You know, just knowing what you want the listeners to hear. And me, people tell me a lot that I'm a visionary. I mean, you know, I got to the point that I tend to agree.
Yes.
Basically music and art, I just combine those together. You know, I just kind of want people to see what I see mentally and anything else. So, I mean, I learned to put them on paper, you know, I mean, in a very young age anyway. I mean, just put them on paper. I always knew what I wanted to say. I always knew how I wanted people to hear it also.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people say, you know, at first I didn't understand. Well, like, I know I had one of the producers as I was coming up, I was like 16, 17 years old. I mean, a lot of other people say I had a cartoonish style. And I never understood what that meant. I thought it was an insult, but then I understood it was very animated. So it, yeah. I guess my deliveries, I always knew what how I wanted people to hear what I was trying to say.
Yes.
And just, you know, my content and, you know, just put it on paper is being very blunt with it. So, I mean, even with the beats, I like tracks. When I was younger, I started producing my own tracks.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, I never wanted anybody to actually just put a flaw in it. Like, I always knew I wanted people to hear my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The tracks, the lyrics, everything else, the production, everything else. So, it's, you know, once you know, after you know what you want people to hear, you actually try it out yourself, play it in your head, mm-hmm. you know, and basically put it on wax and just listening to it over and over. I mean,
wow.
If you got that vibe, then 9 times out of 10, everybody else gonna get the same type of vibe.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you got that vibe. I'm not even lying. You have so much music out. I've actually been playing you in for over a year now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Yeah, there's a chick over in London that I'm very, 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 very fond of that you've done some work with. She was the only female rapper over there. I'm trying to think of the mm-hmm. group now. And you can probably help me out. Persian Paper. Yes? Rotation too. I hope you don't mind.
Yeah.
Because I surely don't. You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because Vibe thousand listeners in less than a year. And partly because of the listeners want to give a shout out
and
to, but partly because of your music if y'all listening. Yeah, so I really
congratulations on that one too.
Oh, I really want to thank you for that too. Thank you for keeping the vibes live and helped us win 3 Spreaker Radio Awards last year too. Mm-hmm. Best Talk Radio.
Oh, wow.
Oh yeah, 2014.
Wow.
Best DJ Presenter.
See?
Mm-hmm. And Best Gospel. Yeah, I thought I wouldn't. Thought what? So, well, but
see?
Enough about me.
The success is real.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's
success is real.
You know, all I know is you just, I get up and I keep putting the best foot forward. But it's really, really nice, because, you know, the radio station and the listeners and the artists, we all are doing what we do. So we all won that award. And that's what makes it so way cool, you know? Yeah. You know, everybody got to put in a little bit of work. So, you know, tune that knob and tune it in and break the knob. Now
Exactly.
you also have a clothing line. You suited and booted over here. Suited and booted. I believe I'm gonna say. I'm just gonna say it. Now tell us about your clothing line.
Oh, the clothing line is official wear. The clothing line is official wear. It's basically started in Atlanta. Actually, I'm trying to get some also started in North Carolina also, having the North Carolina stores. People can go on the website or official.
To gaming and to a clothing line. Are you crazy?
I think, you know, I mean, honestly, if you think about it, all those the elements is basically music and art. Art was always a thing of mine before music. A lot of people don't really understand that. So then I say I started getting into music once I got taught, you know, my first rhyme. So, and then I started writing at the age of 9 and 10. So, I mean, I guess it's funny because I started. You know, I pick up a pen and, you know, start drawing and then pick down writing and, you know, just doing music. I might lose edges in both of them. So I just put both of those together, you know, and I realized music and art, you know, they both they both go hand in hand.
Yeah.
You know, so, and that's why people see me what I do. Because I went to school for it. So he basically told me, like, you know, you went to art school, you know. Because at one point I didn't have anybody to, I guess, help me out with it. You know, and that was the thing. And I just learned to go ahead and do things myself.
Yeah.
You know, you like, because you went to art school, what would you have done if nobody was there?
Yes.
You know, so I'm like, you're right. You know, and I was going to pay people. So, you know, mm-hmm. I just learned to do things myself, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm just well-rounded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, music we don't consider it so much anymore, especially because there's a lot of sounds.
Actually, I would tell people don't call me a rapper. I'm more of an artist because, you know, just put it on paper and just put visuals in your head. And that's mainly mm-hmm. what I always try to do, at least tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's poetry, mm-hmm. honestly, you know, if you use it right.
Yes. Yeah. You know, it really is in such an awesome thing. You know, a lot of people, I don't think that they take it lightly, but I've been observing a systematic dumbing down, okay, so that music and stuff is not being taught in the schools so much. You know, they're making it harder, you know, and a lot of times, you know, our children, they might have an interest in music, and then we might be telling them, get a real job, you know, and things like that. But, you know, again, you know, and if y'all got children and things like that that have an interest, you know, support them. You know, if you can, get them in school, get them educated, get them mentors and things like that, and just really let them go. My father and my brother
mm-hmm.
are both musicians, and so I was born with music in my ear. You know, and it's just just such a wonderful thing. You know, my brother, he can play any instrument, any and all instrument. He focuses on jazz, the upright bass, and the harmonica. Jay Mabin, want to give a shout out, but it's pretty awesome. Now, what else are you up to? You got some music, a music project you're working on. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Well, I've been working on it for a minute. I've been through so many changes. I guess like underground labels and things like that. Just basically try to come up with materials.
Mm-hmm.
At one point I was coming up with something called the first title was My Ship Gonna Come. Mm-hmm. And I had a song, I guess the song Crazy was going to be the first single on there. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I guess we just went on another route as far as the titles, the title of the album and everything else. Then I just switched on, like, you know what, I'm going to do a mixtape. Mm-hmm. You know, basically come up with a mixtape called Rant of an Old Soul.
Okay. Wow.
And actually, that's more of a serious record, more of a serious mixtape, mm-hmm. for the fact that it's basically touching on serious topics, certain topics that people wouldn't really want to touch on.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, what people, how people may view certain situations, or people are quiet on that because they don't want to open another can of certain things. Mm-hmm. And there's certain things that need to be said. So, I mean, the rant of old soul is, you know, just, it's not all about party songs. You have a mixture of that, but it's mainly touching on topics like, you know, politics, single parenting, mm-hmm. Supervising our kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't get me wrong. People may look at it. I know people heard the title, and people look at it like, okay, you preaching. No, it's not even that.
Yeah.
You know, because the way it may come off, it may upset certain people. It may upset a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just the way that I may come off on, but I look at it as like, it has to be said. It's going to be uncut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting, too, because... And the thing about it, the reason why I don't want people to think that I'm going to be preaching about it, mm-hmm. is for the fact that I'm actually going to be talking about, I guess, my shortcomings also.
Yeah.
You know, things I should have done, things I could have done, mm-hmm. mistakes I have made. And I think what I want people to get out of that,
yes,
that mixtape is to... start learning from your, not only just your mistakes, but others' mistakes also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of people nowadays don't talk about their shortcomings. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean, you hear the bling and the glamour and everything else. People don't talk about their own shortcomings. I mean, I'm actually have songs that I'm ranting about myself.
Yes.
You know, I mean, how stupid I was at certain things, or things that I'm still working on within myself,
mm-hmm.
you know, that I know I may not be living right, you know, mm-hmm. but so I don't want people to think, okay, are you just calling out situations that they know that is prevalent, especially in our community, it's
yeah.
such prevalence.
Yes.
So I don't want people to think, you know, that, okay, he think he better know. I'm talking about myself too,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's something that's another thing, like element that you, I ain't gonna say you don't get from anywhere else, but it's very rare.
It's very rare. It's very rare, yeah, and I'm really, really glad to see you do that, because with the advent of reality TV and stuff like that, people go around. It's common to present a persona. Uh-huh. And you can make it up so easily, mm-hmm. and carry it out, especially with the social networking and things like that. And and better than anybody else, but we all should learn from our experience and come out better, and then turn around and speak up about mm-hmm. it and share our experience, so that maybe somebody else doesn't have to go through what we went through. See, yeah. So I really
exactly.
thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, and the add on about the mixtape also. Mm-hmm. Once again, like, I don't want people to think like, oh, this one of those Farrakhan type of thing. I'm still me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm still me. You're still going to get to me, but at the same time, I mean, you grow at a certain point. You know, you start to mature certain things.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just, I it's the way it's going to be talked about is once again, it's still going to be talked about as LT. I mean, it's not going to be like all righteous. It's not even about that. There's certain things, like I said, certain issues. There's a lot of issues I'm going to be pushing in, mm-hmm. you know, and it's going to be issues that people probably is not going to like me anymore. You know, and that's just the reality of it. And if that comes about, that's just what it is.
That's fine, that really is fine. And what it is it's not you that they don't like. It's that you might be saying something or doing something that's really making them see themselves in that mirror, and then it's things in themselves that they don't like. And so I think it's okay to ruffle
exactly.
for even as an individual, for my feathers to get ruffled, because it's a wonderful opportunity to repent, first of all, and then to grow. You either grow together or you grow apart. You know, and so
exactly.
Yeah, so I'm really glad to be hearing these things coming out your mouth. I'm really nice to meet you, man. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, go ahead.
This year, you know, we'll be able to be releasing that. But, okay. You know, other than that, just stay tuned for everything else that I'm doing.
So do you have all this where we can find you on a website or your Gmail, your phone number, something? Where can we find you?
Once again, you can get me on Facebook on LT Paper Chase, Paperboy. However y'all word that is y'all looking for me, you can just Google me. Just go ahead, type in LT Paper Chase with a Z, of course.
Yes.
And 9 times 10, you would see me. A lot of my work and everything else, Facebook, Twitter. That's about it. You're going to check out some clothing, officialwear.biz.
Yeah, LT, Paper Chase, Paperboy. Add, rate, subscribe, and bye!
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, is there anyone you'd like to give a shout-out to, an acknowledgement to, or hello, anything you'd like to add, or anything you'd like to give us?
Well, I would like to thank you for having me on your show. It was a pleasure. Ashley shares on real, and Ashley, want to thank to all my supporters, you know, my family and everything else. Tiny TZ, the ones who helped support me in the clothing line and everything else. And North Carolina, Husky, all the way to Atlanta. Thank y'all.
Yeah, it's so good to talk to you. I really appreciate you. I'll be looking out for you, and I'm going to be ordering some clothes myself. So I was trying to play the game. I'm not really good at the games, but because they be shooting and everything. But I'm going to get prolific on that. So, and then when I do, I'm going to come back and play you a game or two. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much for keeping the vibes live, and I will talk to you soon, okay?